The Eagles have made additions to the player personnel department, and here to talk about it in studio is Howie Roseman. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Welcome to Howie. We've got Joe Douglas, our vice president of player personnel, and we've got Andy Weidel, our assistant director of player personnel. You've done the research on them. Let's talk about them. What do they bring to the table?
Huge additions to our football team and our front office. You start with Joe and the background that he has, coming from great organizations, one of the best talent evaluators in the National Football League, and a great person. Someone we're very fortunate to have, not only for his talent evaluation, but for his leadership. And then you talk about Andy and what he brings to the table. The two of them having worked together and the chemistry that they have was something that was very attractive to us. And then again, you're talking about someone who's shown his ability to evaluate talent in the National Football League, work for world championship organization, and the character that he comes with as well.
When you have these conversations with evaluators of talent, what happens in those interviews? What do you talk about? You talk about philosophies of players? Do you go over lists of hits and misses that you've had over the years? What happens?
Well, we're very fortunate with these two guys that we knew so much about them because they're on everyone's radar in the National Football League, rising stars in this league, really. They can do whatever they want as the future kind of unfolds for them. And so for us to be able to get them for where we are as a football team, where we are as an organization, as big as any additions we made in this offseason.
So, Howie, what do these mean in terms of the process of player evaluation and then just kind of the day-to-day operation?
Well, Joe's in charge of the player personnel department, and everyone will kind of rise and come through him, and we'll just continue to try to make good decisions and do it together as a group, and having this group of evaluators to kind of funnel the information through Andy, through him, is really something that we were looking for, and we were willing to wait to get to this point.
And so what does that mean for you on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I think that for me it's a great opportunity to get a lot of the information from these great evaluators and then make decisions together, and really no different than when we started here. And I go back to when Ryan Grigson was here and the process that we had, and these two guys are extremely passionate about what they do, and so you'll see that those results as we go forward here.
It's interesting, Howie, because Jeffrey Lurie back in March talked about how the personnel evaluation process and the football operations department has changed so much over the years. Can you kind of talk about some of the things? I mean, will you be moving more kind of into analytics or kind of just the other things involved just beyond just evaluating players?
Yeah, I think when I first came into the league and evolved into these roles, it was really player personnel was kind of in a box. And I think now when you look at it, it's about developing our players. It's about making good decisions, utilizing analytics, utilizing sports science to see things that maybe that we don't see on tape. And that's what this is all about. You know, you go into a draft and normally you get a chance to pull 7, 8, 9 names off the board. So you're working all year for those decisions, and we're just trying to make as good decisions as we can.
I ask the question because I know everybody wants the answer. In terms of having control over the 90-man, over the 53-man, how does that work?
Well, I think for us, obviously, we're going to try to reflect what the coaches want on the field, what they're looking at for each position. There's never going to be anyone on the roster. That's not how Joe and Andy were raised. That's certainly not how I was raised. So we're going to try to reflect the specifics that the coaches give us. And then at the end of the day, a lot of those decisions are pretty clear, especially as you get towards the 53 and the 46. We meet regularly as a staff with our coaching staff, and we'll kind of flow from there.
How do Joe and Andy integrate into things? What are the first couple of weeks like for them?
Well, this is a good time of year to kind of integrate. And the first step for Joe was getting his staff together. And he's a great communicator and being able to talk to all the guys that we have here and lay out his vision for how that's going to look. You know, I think that Jeffrey talked about accountability. And at the end of the day, it's on me. All this is on me. And it's my responsibility to make sure we have the best people in every aspect, certainly player personnel, but all throughout the organization. And I went to bed last night feeling very comfortable with the people that we have here and excited about how the future is going to look for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Howie, fans really tune into the draft around February, but it's now mid-May. So kind of take us behind the scenes, how you lay out things for 2017.
Yeah, Joe is coming in here, and he's getting ready to go to national meetings and take his staff down there and really start diving into the 2017 draft class already. Talking about evaluating our teams in the National Football League over the summer, so that we're ready to roll when the waiver wire comes around with final cuts.
A couple more questions. There's one is Sam Bradford is back at these voluntary workouts. Reaction from the team, your response as well.
We're excited to have Sam back on the field. Just for him, we said all along, he was our starter, and whenever he came back, we were excited to get him back. This whole period is voluntary, obviously, and just seeing those guys and adding to it now, getting our rookies in place, it's an exciting time of year.
And the rookie camp, the importance of that is what in your eyes?
That's the first stage. It's the first step for them in getting acclimated to the National Football League. And so it's fun to watch these guys move around for the first time in Eagles jerseys. But it's all just part of the process, getting ready to play in September.
We did not dig into the group of players you signed after the draft. Can you give me a little overview of that group?
Yeah, for us, based on the number of picks we had, based on the trade that we made, we got a little aggressive with some of those guys, wanting to get some players that we had higher ranked in the draft, and wanted to add depth to the offensive line, added a couple guys to the offensive line. Same thing, interior defensive line, where we didn't have a chance to address it in the draft. And at the wide receiver position, some of those guys having critical factors, whether it's height or speed. So having those guys in here, we felt like we got a couple of extra draft picks.
Good. And now you've got a coaching staff in place. You've engineered all these trades, free agencies over, the draft done, personnel department in place. What is next on the Howie Roseman to-do list?
Hang out with you, Spud.
Oh, do it, baby. Howie Roseman in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.